Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Governor Doug Ducey surprised most observers when he came out strongly against Nike's decision not to produce a special 4th of July shoe with what's known as the Betsy Ross flag on it. Ducey's tweets came on top of Goodyear's announcement that it reached an agreement with Nike to bring hundreds of jobs to the city. Days later, when Nike confirmed it was still coming to the Valley in spite of Ducey's comments, he issued an additional tweet with a welcoming message to the company. So where does Ducey fit into the broader national battle? Phil Boas, editorial director of the Arizona Republic, is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about the column he wrote about that topic. Phil, how does the Ducey and Nike situation fit with the bigger discussions we're hearing, including tweets by President Trump this weekend that many are calling racist?
Well, it was interesting to watch social media over the weekend because there was this sense on the left that we had crossed some Rubicon, that Donald Trump has shown without a doubt that he is a racist. Now, think of this. It's been 3 years since one of the top leaders in the Republican Party, Paul Ryan, then Speaker of the House, said that Trump had basically given the textbook definition of racism when he attacked a federal judge. That was 3 years ago, okay? What happened about 5 months after that? Trump got elected. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've crossed a Rubicon. I think we've known this about Trump for a long time. Is he racist? Something I've said to minorities, yes, he is racist. He's a vulgar man. He's obnoxious. There's no doubt about that. He attacked a Gold Star mother, for goodness sakes. He attacked a disabled man. He is that. And why should minorities think they're special? They get attacked too. He attacks everybody, his Republican opponents. He spared them nothing. He goes after everyone. It's a kind of human being he is.
I want to talk to you about Nike to some extent also. And someone, Colin Kaepernick, was a very easy target for Trump in the past when it came down to the players who would kneel during the national anthem, and that was blown into something, whether you're a patriot or not. How does all of that play into Trump's tactics and then what we're seeing even with Kaepernick speaking out about the Betsy Ross flag shoes?
Well, I think Kaepernick revealed something about himself with this latest burst of tweets and his complaint to Nike about the Betsy Ross flag shoes. He was really showing that he is part of American politics, which is the social justice left. The problem with the social justice left is they're attacking the fundamental ideals of the country. You know, the Betsy Ross flag is part of that. The Betsy Ross flag flew at a time when, you know, the Americans still practice slavery and thus it's not fit for polite society. Well, that's silliness and that has to be opposed. And Doug Ducey decided he would be the guy to oppose it and stand against it. And the problem is that Ducey isn't ready for that stage, and he's never proven here in Arizona that he's ready to go into that cauldron and be that very tough guy on a national stage. I don't see it in him, and he clearly was the wrong guy to do it.
There's a phrase that you describe about Ducey about how when media ask him questions, you can tell that he's uncomfortable. He is seen by some as sort of a reactor to sort of figure out where are things going. Well, so this seems like he came out more than reacting.
Yeah. So a lot of the leftist media in Arizona is really unhinged about Ducey. They think he's an ideologue. They think he's a Trump acolyte. That's craziness. Doug Ducey is a technocrat, and he's an incrementalist. He's, you know, he's a guy, unlike Donald Trump, he has a lot of shame, and he's not comfortable in his own skin, and we see that in him. And consequently, we saw him kind of melt when it came time when he stood up against Nike and then he very quickly retreated. I mean, the wearing Nike shoes so soon after that was a clear retreat, you know, that he couldn't stand against that.
You're a fan of Ducey. He won re-election very easily. What is his approach here then? Because as we've seen, talk about technocrat, yes, we're not used to him taking some stand. And this was a stand that had very little to do. He could have just let Goodyear do what Goodyear wanted to do.
I think he did it for national politics. I think maybe the people around him, maybe he himself, you know, aspire to much bigger things. But he hasn't shown us that he has the toughness, the intestinal fortitude to stand up against, you know, what is a pressure cooker in Washington to go to that level. You know, that kind of environment ate up Janet Napolitano when she first got there. And Napolitano was made of much sterner stuff. She had real steel in her backbone. And she got chewed up when she went to Washington. She immediately made a number of gaffes. All of Washington was making fun of her, you know. And it took a while for her to ride that out and get used to it. But I can't even imagine Ducey in that pressure cooker. I can't see it.
Do you think this affects in any way, knowing he's not running for re-election again for governor, does this affect Ducey's popularity in any way that matters?
I think it hurts him a little bit. I think to raise the white flag so quickly just looked weak, and I feel badly for him. I didn't write that column out of anger that he had pulled back. I think he was choosing a good cause. It's a worthy cause to stand against the social justice warriors who are really out of control.
All right, Phil Boas, thanks.
Thanks.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.